You're holding Daf Tzadik Omer Aleph on top. That the Gemara said over member from Rabbi Yechanan that Lanitzchur Lanefesh Lanikshu Evor Begidin. On top, on the Tzadik Omer Aleph on top. That Alma, what do we see from Rabbi Yechanan? Alma, we see that Yisum Mekdoshim Kodim. That Yisum Mekdoshim comes first. In other words, that Bishas the Uber, the fetus is created in the Behemah. First, the Evorim are created, and then the Gidim come in. So if we're talking about now a Vlad of a Korban, that means you have a Korban Shlomim. So the Vlad, the fetus inside, as soon as it's created, it has Kedusha. And the Gid Anosh is not created yet until later. So again, we have the Kash on the Mishnah. Can the Mishnah say that the Yisa Gid is Noeg by Kochim? The Chur first, it should be called the Yisa Kochim. That's the most question. And Morris asked Alma, what do we see again? That Yisa Mekadoshim Kodim, that the Yisa Hegdish is Chal on it first, before the Gidim are even there. So Morris says, yes, Afagav the Yisa Mekadoshim Kodim, even though it's true the Yisa of Mekadoshim, first of fetus, has its Kedusha on it, but still Osi Yisa Gid Chalalayu. I'll tell you still, our mission holds that the Yisa Gid Nesha later, when it's formed, could be Chal even on Mekadoshim. And the reason is why Shekhen Yisur Nei B'Vnei Noach, because the Yisur of Gid Anosha even applies to B'Vnei Noach. So now that it has a chumra to it, this Yisur of Gid Anosha over the Yisur of Mekdashim, therefore here would say Yisur Chalal Yisur. So Mer says, no, Man Shamed Lei, who do we hear this svara from? Man Shamed Lei, Hai svara, from who do we hear such a svara? It must be Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rashi said, the Nei B'Vnei Noach, Rabbi Yehuda b'shloim asnisan, Rabbi Yehuda in the end of our parak, we'll see later. Now, v'ho masnisan like Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission here, l'chur, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Tiktani, because our mission says, noy bebehemo v'chaya, v'yerach shel yimin, or v'yerach shel smil. Our mission says that the Gid Anosha applies by the thigh of the animal, both by the right side and by the left side. Now, that's the Tanakam of our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yehuda argues on this, and Yehuda holds later, we'll see, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Gid Anosha does not apply to both. The Gid Anosha is only on one side, only one Gid Anosha in an animal. So you see that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashi says, V'pachinu ma'sham le'hai svar de neibu de neich, Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like the Dukton, because our Mishnah says, B'yerach shas no shab smoil. B'yerach shal yimin v'shal smoil. Now, if you look at Yehuda, Shamin le'lekamo, here from Yehuda later, the Yom he holds, that no, the Gid Anosha is only negated to one side, not to both. So kids, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Someone says, yes, I'll answer you that high time of the time of our Mishnah tell you, Sova lo kavosei b'choda. He owes like Rabbi Yehuda in one prat. Upolagale b'choda, he argues on in another prat. Zenachnam, he argues, our Tana holds that the Gid Anosha applies to both the Yemin and the Samuel. But he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that the Yisur Gid Anosha applies even to a Ben Noach. Therefore, here we would say Yisur Chal al Yisur. Samora says, Eim Bishamet Lei, the Rabbi Yehuda, when do we hear from Yehuda Shita, the Tumeya, the Yisur Lav, what's only a Lav? But Kachim, the Yisur Chorus, Mishamet Lei. So Rashi explains, like, when do we hear Rabbi Yehuda says this Svara? That what? The Yosi Yisur Gid, when do we say that the Issa Gid is called an Issa Chomer? That I keep a Chalal Issa. The Afagav the Issa to Me'imoi, even though the Issa Tuma is Chal on an animal. Be Me'imoi, the Issa Gid Einoi, Achei Noila Yula until it's born, to Rabbi Yehuda Einoi, Bishlil Kom, Rabbi Yehuda, the Gid Anosh does not apply to a Shlil to the fetus. Afiluachi Chal Gid Atumeya. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees on the Behemoth is born. The Yisra Gid Anosha is Chal upon the Behemoth Tumeya. And what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Rashi says, Mishum the Yisra Tuma Lav B'Yalmu. It's only regular Lav. The Yisra Gid Chomer Shekeinoi B'Vnei Neach. But the Yisra Gid Anosha is a more Chomotic Yisra, because it even applies to a B'Nei Neach. But when does Rabbi Yehuda say such a svara that we say Yisra Chal al Yisra, since the Gid Anosha is a more Chomotic Yisra, that's only by Yisra Lav of Tuma. But by Kodshim, the Yisra Chorus Mishamadlei, here we're talking about a Korban. Rashi says, Shaydei Kodshim Boladei Chorus. When Ochlo B'tumai, Pigul B'Noisa, a person eats it when he's Samei. He's Chayiv Chorus. Whereas if you eat Pigul B'Noisa, you're Chayiv Chorus. So Mishamadlei, do we hear from Yehuda the holes that the Yisra Gid will be Chal upon Yisra Mekdoshim? Maybe no. since the Yisra Mekdoshim is also Chomo, maybe the Yisra of Gid will not be Chal upon it. So back to the Kash on the Mishnah, what's on the Mishnah to say that the Yisra Gid and Nosh applies to Mekdoshim, why L'chur Tshvi Yichsor from the Ein Yisra Chal al Yisra? Samar says rather, Elohocho b'mabav keres atinan. We're talking about over here that an animal is giving birth to its Bechoyra, to its Bechor. The first time the animal is giving birth, and therefore there's going to be Kedusha Chal upon this Vlad, that has Kedusha's Bechor on it. But Rashi speaks out, the Loi Kodesh Vlad Ela Berechem B'Yitziyosai. When does the Vlad first get its Kedusha? When it comes out B'Yitziyosai. It's so the Ashmina and Tana Dida, now a Tana lets us hear. Diyaf Agav Diyen Gidnei B'Sham Mekdoshim. Even though by other Kabonish, you don't have the Yisra Gid Anosha. To Yisra Mekdoshim Kodim Itzchal first Kedyamrit. The Yitzirus Uba Kodemis, because the fetus forms first without its veins. Therefore, the Suloyos is the Gid V'chal by regular Korbin, where when the fetus is being formed, is being formed from a Korbin. Therefore, it has Kedusha right away. Afiluach, even so, as Rashi says, Yesh Mukdoshim Shagid Noigbim, the Rasa Mukdoshim Nagid is Noig. So going Bechor, Mamanashach, Inoig Bishlil is the Gid Kodem. If you tell me now, that the din gira nosh is nagay with a shlil when it's in the stomach, when it's a fetus. So for sure, the gira nosh is chal first. It doesn't go off. And even if you say it's not noy bishlil, it's only chal when the fetus is born. If so, tavai Rashi says b'adi adodi yosei, they both come the same time. Because by a bechayra, first gets his kedusha b'shas yitziya. But the Gemara says alohocho b'mevav keres askinon te berechem kodush. That when it comes out of the womb, that's when it first gets its Kedusha. So, Manashach, like Rashi says, either the Yisra Gid was Chal before, if Yod the Gid is Chal and a Shlil, or as if Yod no, they're both Chal of Asachas, therefore you have the Yisra Gid and Asher, be Chal upon with the Kedusha of Bechayra. The boy is saying another Teretz could be Pshana Mishnez, the boy is saying, for Lodo is Kodishim, Beviyosan Hen Kedoshim. So we're talking about now the Vlad of a Korban. Enochnami, the mother was a Korban Shlomim, and he gave birth. But don't say the Pshat is that the Uber has Kedusha, well, as soon as it's formed in the mother's stomach. No. I tell you, we hold that the Vlad is Kodshim first gets its Kedusha Bevi Yosan after they're born. Says so Manashach, again like a Bechora. If you hold that the Gid Anosh is Chal on a Shlil, see, the Yisra Gid Anosh was Chal first. And even if you don't know it's first Chal when it comes out, again, both are Chal b'Vatachas, the Yisra Kodshim, the Yisra Gid Anoshim. Therefore, our Tana holds in our Mishnah that the Yisra Gid Anosh is Chal upon Kodshim, meaning an Uber of Lad Kodshim. Omer Rabbi Chir by Yosef, Lo Yishono, when was this learned in our Mishnah? Lo Kodshim HaNecholim, only Kodshim that you can eat from it. Rashi says it means Chates V'Yoshim V'Shlomim. Let's make that a korban oila. That there's no part that you could eat from it. There's no edible part of a korban oila. Then I'll tell you, ain iser gid noig bim. There's no iser gid chal upon a korban oila. We'll soon see why not. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon no mar echad kodeshim hanecholim v'yechad kodeshim shein necholim iser gid noig bim. Yes. There is the Yisra Gid. Lamaisa, if you eat the Gid Anosha from a Korban Oilo, also you'll get Malkus for that. So what's the Machlaikis? The Gemara says like this. Omer Rapapa says, for Loi Pliga, there's no Machlaikis between Reb Yechanan and Resh Lakish. I'll tell you, there's no Machlaikis between Reb Yechanan and Reb Chia Bar Yosef. Why? So Papa says like this, that Kan Lahal Koisoi, Kan Lahal Loisoi. One is talking about if you get Malkus, Rashi says, Loku imochl, if you eat it, you get Malkus. And one is La Loisa means La Mizbeach, to put it on top of the Mizbeach. That Ein Isa Gid Noy, Kidamila Kamon, like Siv Lo Yoichal Ha Mizbeach. There's no Isa Gid Anosh to get to the Mizbeach. Meaning to say, you'll have to burn the Gid Anosh of a Korban Oil on the Mizbeach. But if a person eats from it, Avad, they'll get Malkus, there's no Machoikis. And Nika the Army is something like this. Omerel, Papa Papa says, Beloy Plig, there's no Machoikis. That kan lechal tzoi v'kan la loisoi. Rashi says man diyom mei noi, but when it says nan noig by korban oilo lechal tzoi komar, that means to say shein the mitzvah lechal tzoi, you don't have to tear it out, like cut it out from the yerech. That's what it means to say. Uman the yom noig means the aloysakar, means the osal aloysar of neyatsmoy. Let's say you separated, you pulled out the gira nosha from the yerech of a korban oilo, now by itself you're not allowed to burn it. So it's no machlokes. If the gira nosha is attached still to the yerech, you're allowed to burn the whole thing. But if it was detached already, the gid by itself, so be an issa, since it's not nechel by itself, you can't put it on the mizveich. For Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omar, lahaloisei pligi. No, it could be a machlekes, we'd allow to burn it. Lahaloisei pligi. Rashi really says, let's tell them the two sheetahs you just had before. According to one sheet, to be lahaltsoi will be pligi. But according to he has no, it's a machlekes. What Mandiyam Mosunsi says, even though it's the gid is still attached to the yerech, you're not allowed to burn it. By korban oil, you have to first take it out, you can't burn it. So what's the pshat? The Tanya will learn like this, the Gemara in Zvochim. The Pesach says, V'hik tir ha-koyin es ha-kul ha-mizbeichon, that the koyin should burn everything on the mizbeach. So it says, means, l'rabois, ho-atsumois, v'ha-gidum, v'ha-kanayim, v'at-lofim, comes to include, you're supposed to burn the korban, it's atsumos, it's bones, v'ha-gidum, and the veins, v'ha-kanayim, and the horns, v'at-lofim, and the hooves. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu pirshu, let's say the bones became detached from the meat. Maybe still there's a mitzvah to bone, to burn the bones and the gidim kenayim. Tamalem, and this note, the pasuk says, v'yosi so'il osecha ha'bosa v'yadam. Supposed to mashmoni burn the bosa and the dam? Mashmon, not the other things. If so, I bosa v'dam yochum maybe yechloid gidim v'yatzom, maybe in chuyiv to take out, to cut out the gidim, the veins v'yatzomus and its bones, v'yala bos l'gabi mizbeach, and put the bos on top of the mizbeach. Maybe just the bos and not the bones. On this Talmud, the pasuk says, no, v'hik tera koin es takul mizbeach. The koin should burn everything on the mizbeach. If so, a ketzer had to come out, comes out like this. Michu borin, when the bones and the things are still attached to the animal, to the bone, to the meat, when the bones and the hooves and the horns are still attached, then yalu, then there's a mitzvah to burn it by korban oilam. Pirshu, let's say the bone became separated, or the horns, or the hooves, then afilu b'resha shem mizbeach, even though you have the horn on top of the mizbeach, still yordu, you're supposed to take it down. Here's the b'raisa. Now, o man tan of the shamadle dioma pirshu yordu, who is this tan that holds that once the yatsamas, once the gidim was separated from the meat, there's a mitzvah of yordu, take it down, do not burn it? Rebbe, he goes according to Rebbe, the tan would learn like this. Again, when the pasuk says v'hik ter ha-kohen es ha-kol, the kohen should burn everything of a korban olam. So the rabbis comes to include ha-atzomis ve'gidim ha-kanayim v'at-lofim, comes to include the bones, the gidim ha-kanayim v'at-lofim, v'afilu pirshu. Even if they were separated, still you should burn them. Still there's a mitzvah to burn it. If so, v'omani mekam, what do we do with the pasuk that says v'yasisa l'secha bosav yadam? Mashma, you're only supposed to burn just the bosser and the dam and nothing else. So that stops talking about the poikin, where it came off the mizbeach. Meaning to say, it was ready on top of the mizbeach, it was already burnt in the fire on the marocha. And then poikin means it came out from the marocha. Then there's no mitzvah to put it back. Rashi says, poikin means me'al hor, it was off from the fire. Then you have no mitzvah to put it back. Ha-ketzad, ichule bosser atomachzer. When you have the meat of the carbon, even though it was on the mizbeach burning already, even though it became a little ichul, it burnt up already, and it comes off the fire, still there's a mitzvah to put it back on the fire. Ma'ashenkein v'yatomachzer v'chul gidim v'yatzomis. But you do not have to put back on top of the mizbeach, if it was burnt already, the gidim, the veins, or the bones. Once they came off from the mizbeach, then you don't have to put it back again. This is the pshat according to the Tanakama. According to the Tanakama, even though b'yerdu the atzomis, still there'll be a mitzvah to burn it. That's the Tanakama. But Rebbe says like this, no. Kosa v'echurayim, one posik says, v'hik derakoyin es ha-koyil. Supposed to burn everything. Ribut, it's a marb everything. For kosa v'echurayim, another posik says, v'yasisa l'secha bos of yadam, no. You should burn only mashma the bos and the dam. Meat, it's a meat, only this and nothing else. So Rebbe says, okay, so how does it come out both psukim? So Rebbe old sheet is like this. Michu borin, when the bones and the veins are still attached, then yalu, then you're supposed to bring them all and burn them. Pirshu, but let's say the bones were detached, then afilu b'resha shem mizbeach, even though they're on top of the mizbeach, yordu is supposed to come down. That's Rebbe Shita. So kids, you see, according to Rebbe, that the bones, once they're detached, there's a mitzvah of Yerdu, take it off the Mizbeach. For Rabbanan, the Gemara says, they hold Mechubor on the Yisachro, they hold you only the Pasek of Ribuy, if it's Mechubor. The Yisachro, the Rebuye, me did he have a Rosh Hashalolus, the same thing as the head of the Yerla, that Avad is a mitzvah to burn it. Rashi says that Tzorach Shek Rivenu Sholem, you have to burn the whole head, the Chsivit says, be a Rosh, for Yatzom is Harbiyesh, aye, inside the skull, in the head of the animal, in the Korban Eloh, there are a lot of bones. Elamai pshita what? The coals of man, the atzamas are attached to the boso. Pshita, you have to burn it. So if there are a bone hole for that, you don't need a posik. If so, what's the chiddush of the posik? That even though they're pirshu, still there's a mitzvah to burn it. And what's the niyat? That once it was on the maracha, burnt already. Now it was poikim, yechulei, gidim, the atzamas. On that, there's no more mitzvah to burn it. That's the Chom Shito. So Asimur says that the Koran to Rabbanin Mechubor lo Yitzchokrol Rabuye, because me did you have the Arosh Hashemaz Beach? It's Ki Yitzchokrol. When do I need the Pesach to be Marbrit lePirshu? In the case where it was separated, even though the bones were separated from the meat, still there'd be a mitzvah to burn it. That's the Chom Shito. The Rebbe, what does Rebbe say? Mechuborin the Hetero loy Yitzchokrol True Rabuye. What's mechubur and it's mutatit, for that you don't need a posse to be marba. But Yitzchakro, where do I need a posse to be marba even when it's mechubur? The gid anoshe be mechubur. I need a chiddush to say that the gid anoshe, when it's mechubur to the animal, there's a mitzvah to burn it. I would have thought to say no, since the maestro it's also to eat the gid, even without the yisr of kachim. Even if it wouldn't have been a korban eloh, the gid anoshe is always also to eat. So I would have thought to say maybe there's no mitzvah to burn it. So I need a chiddush on this. Know that kolzman is still attached to the meat. You let it burn it the way it is. That's the pshat from Rebbe. But anachanami, for real heter the atzomas and the gidim pshita kolzman the mechuba to the basar, just like the rush of the korban eloh, but as a mitzvah to burn it. The chiddush is though by the gid anoshe. Kitzur akro the gid anoshe b'mechuba. Now the Mor says rabbon. What's rabbon and pshita? Rabbon and they hold mimashki Yisrael. That we dash min hamuta li Yisrael. That we dash know there's only a mitzvah hakrovo on something that's muta for Yisrael to eat. Mizapotzik in Yechesko mimashke Yisrael. And we dash min hamuta li Yisrael. There's only mitzvah to burn on the mizbeach something that's muta even for Yisrael to eat. Rashi says mikru b'seif Yechesko that se echod min atzoin min hamasayim mimashke Yisrael. Ulin yikabonos v'sochem ksiv. Only marba if it's separated where it's muta, and not even in a case where it's attached, you're not allowed to burn it. The rabbanan shita is the gira nosha, you're not allowed to burn. You have to detach, you have to cut out the gira nosha and then burn the korban eloh. You cannot burn the gira nosha of the korban eloh. So the Mor explains the Rebbe, what's Shan Rebbe then? How does Rebbe say you're allowed to burn it? So Rebbe holds, midi dehevi achol acholo v'dam. The same thing as chelov v'dam. We know the chelov and the dam of an animal, it's also teat. And still there's a mitzvah sakrovo. It's in the gate of kabonos, you're allowed to be makrovo on the mezbech, even something that's also. The Mor answers back, for Rabbon, what's the Rabbonin's Svar though? Mitzvos on bekach shani, over there it's much different. The chaylev and the dam of a korban, that's the ikah akrova. So even though it's also for head yatidit, but he can't learn out from. Because that's the ikah of the korban, is the chaylev and the dam. Mashenkin, the gid anosha is not the ikah of the korban, senechnami. The rabbanon hold, you're not allowed to burn the gid anosha, as the posek from Yimashka Yisrael, you have to first cut it out from the behema, and then burn the korban eloh. But you cannot burn the gid anosha. The Gemara brings out a similar machlokes that Omer Rav Huna says, Gid hanosha shel oilo, the gid hanosha by korban oilo is choltsoi. You have to like cut it out. You can't burn it on the mizbeach choltsoi. The tapuach, and you have to throw it to the tapuach. Rashi says, cut it out from the area from the thigh. Or mashlicha tapuach means sover offer, the gathering of the ashes. Shebems on the middle of mizbeach. Because you used to clean out all the ashes there every day. Like it was a lot. You used to take it out and throw it lachutz. So the kids, he holds, you're not allowed to burn it on the Mizbeach. Because he holds that the Rabbanan Shita, that the Gidah Nosher is also to go on the Mizbeach. That's Rav Huna Shita. On this, Amr of Chizah said back, Mori Dechi, Rashi said, like, Baal Shmuzu, Haven the Berech, like, trying to understand what you're saying. Mordechila, the Ravi, like, trying to understand what you're saying. Miksi, does the Pasuk say, Al Kain lo Yechel HaMizbeach? Does the Pasuk say that, therefore, by the Gira Nosha, even with the Mizbeach, can I read from the Mizbeach? From the Gira Nosha, no. The Pasuk says, Al Kain lo Yechel B'nei Yisrael Ksiv. The B'nei Yisrael cannot eat from the Gira Nosha. But the Mizbeach is not eat from the Gira Nosha. But for Rav Huna, what does Rav Huna hold? He holds, no, it's also. He holds from the Pasuk in Yecheska that says, Mimashki Yisrael, means when Hamutal Yisrael, if you only burn, put something on the Mizbeach, that's Mutter for Yisrael to eat it. Mashayin that Yira Nosha, that's also, you cannot burn on the Mizbeach. I chayle v'dam, enachnami, that's about the mitzvosom bekach. But something like Yira Nosha, there's no heta to burn it on the Mizbeach. That's the machloikas that we had before between Rabbi and the Rabbanan. The other more says, Meisvei, I have a question. It says, Gita Anosha Shal Shlomim. He had the Gita Anosha from a Korban Shlomim. Rashi says, Shayerech Nechal, that you're allowed to eat the Yerech of a Korban Shlomim. The Yisrael could eat it. So it says, Aloch here is, Mechabdoi Lo'omo. You can mechabd it Lo'omo. So Rashi explains, is Cholot HaGid, you have to take out the Gid from the Yerech, or Mechabdoi Lo'omo Shebazoro. Meaning, like, take it out and throw it into the Yoma, that's a channel of water that goes through the Azara. So really, Rashi has a question, what's that to say Dafka by Shlomim? The Chor by Shlomim, created the Chol Yerushalayim, is loved Dafka in the Azara. So Rashi wants to say maybe it's a part of the Matnas Kuna that the Kana made in the Azara, but I'll call upon him, used to, like, take it out, not eat it, and throw it into the Yoma. That's okay. There's no mitzvah to burn, it's not part of the Akrav, it's not part of the Amurim. But it says, what's going to be though? We shall oil it. Let's say the Gira Nosha of a Korban Oilo, Maleyu. Says to bring it up. So, Chura, my love doesn't mean to say Maleyu Maktiroi. It means to say you're allowed to bring it up and burn it. So, Chura, the Kasha on the Rabbanan Shita, it's Mashmir, the Gira Nosha like Rebbe, you're allowed to burn it. So, Chura says, Loi, it means to say Maleyu Vichoitsehu. It means to say bring it up, to the whole Yerech, but Vichatsehu, like take it out, separate it, do not burn the Gira Nosha. That's Chotzehu. Rashi says it means Maleu in Mayera Kamoshi Shalemo. Bring it up the whole thigh complete. For Yachakach and then Chotzei Bereshim Zech on top of the Mizbeach. Then you should cut out the Gira Nosh. Rashi says why? She Ganayu Lohavi Yerech Mifaras the Mizbeach. It's not nice to bring a Yerech that was cut to the Mizbeach. Mishumakrivei Nolif Chotzecho. So that's the way, bring a whole Yerech to the Mizbeach. And there on top of the Mizbeach, cut out the Gira Nosh. The Mor says, the Mor's question now, Loma Maleyu, if you're going to cut it out anyway, so what's the purpose to bring it? Like we just said, the Mor answers, Mishum Shnem, because the Pasuk says, Hachrivei Nolef Chosecho, meaning to say, when you bring a Matzah to a Kodesh Baruch, you have to bring it nice, and therefore it's not nice, it should be cut before it comes to the Mizbeach. So therefore, bring the whole side to the Mizbeach, the Yerech, and then you cut away the Gira Noshim. Now the Mor says, Tanya Kavos the Rav Huna, I'll bring your proof to Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, yes, the Gira Nosha is Chotzeil Tapuach, that you cannot burn it on the Mizbeach. Why? It says, Gid HaNosha Shal Shlomim Mechabdolu Yomo, but Vishal Oilo Chotzeil Tapuach. It says clearly, on the Korban Oilo, also cut out the Gira Nosha, and do not put it on the Mizbeach, put it onto the Tapuach. That's the side, that's just the issues, it's not burnt on the Mizbeach. So right through Rav Huna, like the Rabbanan Shita, you're not allowed to burn the Gira Nosha on the Mizbeach. Other Gemara says, Tanan Hosim, learned over there, in Mid Gemara and Tamid, Tapuach, Hoyibienta Mizbeach, there was a Tapuach, this gathering of ashes, in the middle of the Mizbeach, that Pomim Hoya Olov Kisholosh Meyas Kur, sometimes there are like 300 Kurs worth of ashes. Rashi says, Deshen Shel Tzibur, Godol, Shem Esakulim in Asdodim, but used to push to one side, used to push towards the middle, that's called a tapuach. So it was full of ashes sometimes. And Omar Rabba learns guzma. That's what it says, 300 kurus is only an exaggeration, it's a guzma. Rashi says, Milsa biyam of lavdafka, the meum legiyo shalosh meyas kur. It never really happened that they had so much ashes on the mizbeach. It's only called a guzma. Tapuach hai b'yam tzim mizbeach yepom yeshal yeh. So he says, Omar Rabba guzma. Now, hishku es hatomid, Pekoshelzov, you used to water down the Korban HaTomid with a cup, with a golden cup. Rashi says, Kishaboyin l'shechta, before they would shech the korban atomid, mashkinoi, so they would give the animal to drink. V'uleich l'ashe, that makes it easy to skin it later. So how did they give it to drink? Hishku es atomid b'koshazor, they had a golden cup with water, but the animal drank, the korban drank from a golden cup. Omar Rav, Rava says, also guzma, there's also a guzma. Rashi says, because it wasn't merely a golden cup. It's not an exaggeration. Omar Rabbi Ami, Dibra Torah, Lashon Havoi. Sometimes the Torah says something, Lashon Havoi, Rashi says, Lashon Hejit. Shein Medadik Vidvar. Sometimes even the Torah says like a little exaggeration. It's not really Medadik exactly what it means. And who are doing Dibra Nevi'im, Lashon Havoi? Sometimes Nevi'im also. The Nevi'im talk this way also. And sometimes Dibra Chachom, Lashon Havoi. The Chom also, like in the Gemara, they also sometimes say Lashon Havoi means a Lashon of exaggeration. Now, where do we have this? Dibra Chachom, Lashon Havoi, Ha'adamon, like we just said. It says here that sometimes they had 300 kuras of ashes on the Tepuach. It's a little exaggeration, and they never had that much. Dibra, Torah Lashon Havoi, where do we find in the Torah such a Lashon like that? The Pasuk says in the Vorim, Orim Gedolos, the Betzurais, Bashamayim, that they were so fortified, like up until Shemayim, which is also a little exaggeration. Rashi says, Alma Ladok, Bechem Vatibok Oritz, the Yudnaya would sound like the ears should hear this way, but not really that it happened. And Divrei Nevi'im Lashon Havoi, sometimes in Nevi'im also talk Lashon Havoi, Pasuk says, Vatibok Oritz Lekolam, like the earth split, and about it didn't really happen, it's only an exaggeration, a little bit, that it should be mishma loiznam, ears should hear it. The Omer of Yitzhak ben Achmeni, Yom HaShemuel, Bishloshim Mekoymes, in three places, Dibrei Chachom Loshin Avoy. In three places, the Chom spoke Loshin Avoy, means a little exaggeration. Elohim, these are the three places. Tapuach, the Lachman just had before about a Tapuach, said there were 300 kurs of ashes on the Tapuach. Geffen, Loch about a vine. Rashi says, "Kimin gefen hoy osoi shekurent lizer shemoid la lekolon since osunzi upareiches." And about the pareiches, these are the three places they spoke Lashon Guzma. So osunzi. So Gemara says like this: Tapuach hod yamor. That we think about the Tapuach Lashon Guzma. We had before that says there were 300 kurs of ashes on the Tapuach. And that's one place. Now Geffen, we have the case of Geffen. It's not we learn like this. Geffen shel zohov, there was like a golden vine, hoy samedes apischoy shel hechol. By the opening of the hechol, used to be a golden vine, umudlo agabe kunsois, and it was hanging over on poles. For chomisho hoye misnadev gargir, whoever would give minadev, give her a present in Mizbeah, to Mesa Migdash, gargir or yeshko, maybe the terlebo, whoever bring a little gargir, or a little eshkol, a cluster, would hang it on this cluster of golden of vine. Gemara says, Omer Blazer says, Omer Blazer of Tzadik, that Maisa once happened, Maisa Oye Venimlo Leo Sholosh Meish Kanim, that have 300 Kanim Lifnoisoi, tempted out like there was so much gold hanging on this vine. So again, when it says 300, that's a Lashon Guzma, a little exaggeration. Pareichus, where's the case of the curtain? The Tanan, not like this. Rabbi Shimon Megalil Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Hasgan, Pareiches, the Pareiches in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Mishkan, the Pareiches, the covering in front of the Oren, was Uvia, was thick Tefach, was complete Tefach thick, four inches, etzbois. The Yashiv Mishnayim Nirim, Neregis, it was woven on 72 different threads like, that's how much they used to wove it. The Alkol name of an even every thread, Esrim Ve'abochut, or Nima means a chvesa, type of a bigger thread, but each one was made out of 24 small ones. Orko Arboyim Ba'ama, each one was 40 yamas long. Verochba was wide, Esrim Ba'ama, 20 yamas wide. O Mishumainim, O Shtei Revu Yinasis, it was made out of 10,000 of threads. That's how many threads were there to use to make the preuches. Shtayim oisim b'shana, they would make 2 a year, and again, v'sholosh shmeis kanim matvilu noisa. If it would ever become tamei, they would have 300 kanim to carry it, to put it into the mikveh. So again, this Lashon Guzma say you have to have 300. Mashman, instead of Lashon of 300, that's Lashon of Guzma. Now back to the Mishnah. It says, "Be'yerach shel yimin u'be'yerach shel smoil," that the gid anosh applies both to the right and to the left eye. So Mora says, "Mas nistin like Reb Yehuda." Mishnah is like Reb Yehuda shita. The Tanya learned like this: Reb Yehuda oimer, "Einun loyel be'yachas." The gid anosh only applies to one. V'yadas machrat. The Seichel tells us, "Es shel yimin." The Masav applies to the right one. He brought up a question like this: Mifshat chitle Reb Yehuda is a short Reb Yehuda. That it's the right one. Or ma das, what does das mean? Das ter, that's what the term means, tell us. Or duma, maybe no, really Rabbi Yehuda was smoky misafli, he has a doubt. Which side does the Gidonosh apply to? Or my das means das night, it's more mistaper that way, but not really, that's the das ter, it wasn't 100%, that's the shiloh. Is it a sophic tim or is it a badi tim? So Toshma coming here. It says, so atzomos viagidim viagnoisa yisrefu, lishishosa. If you have the atzomas, the bones and the veins, on noisar, left over from a korban Pesach, you should burn it on shishosa. Don't burn it on the first day Pesach, but burn it on the first day Chol HaMoed. The vinim of you have a question, Haine gidi ma'veratai, what are you talking about leaving over to burn the veins? What veins do you have to burn? Igide bos lechlinu, it is the gidim of regular meat, eat it. Vidi aisar, it was left over, haine noisar, it's noisar. El gidi tzavri means the gidim of the neck. So Marashach, Ilav, Bosa Ninu, Leshdinu. If it's not Bosa, throw it away. What do you have to burn it for? Elamai, it's Bosa, you could eat it. So what Gidim are we talking about here that you wanted to burn the next day? Yomer of Chidla, Nitzvah, the Chiddush over here, the Gid Anosh, the Chiddush was even the Gid Anosh over here. And Ve'aliv, the Rebbe Yudhi, the Yomer, and the Yomer, the So Iyamer, Bishleim, Masluki, Masafli, has a doubt, Shapir, that the two Gid Anosh to take out, one of them really will not eat, and he doesn't know which one, so you have to burn it. Eli Amrath, you tell me though, Mifshav Shitla is for sure that Terra Lichla the Yisrael Lishdayu. The one that's mut, let him eat, and the one that's also, let him Lishdayu, just throw it away. Or Mavika Bachanina, Lierlam Emlach Mifshav Shitla for sure. Lachamaskino, Kashukul, Sefnasarbo. First he knows, then he forgot.